Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
Some days at the Capitol are so busy that it's hard to keep up, and yesterday was one of those days. It all began at 7 a.m. in the Capitol as folks from across Montana filled the rotunda for the governor's prayer gathering. Last week, we talked about the acoustics of the rotunda, and yesterday, those acoustics were put to good use as we lifted our voices in praise to the one true God. Politicians, pastors, and everyday citizens joined together to declare that God alone is sovereign over the affairs of men, that He alone is worthy of our praise, and that He alone is righteous, holy, and true. It's a wonderful thing to see the most powerful people in our state, from the governor and lieutenant governor on down, humbling themselves before God and publicly asking for His blessing, protection, and direction. We concluded by singing God Bless America. After that, it was down to House Judiciary, where we testified in favor of House Bill 234, a bill to remove the exemption that allows public school teachers and librarians to show obscene and pornographic material to students without fear of arrest. That same exact material, if shown to a minor outside of a school setting, would result in prosecution and imprisonment. Those testifying in favor of the bill even included State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Elsie Arnson. Those opposed to the bill include the usual left-leaning groups like the ACLU and LGBT organizations. But interestingly, the teachers were fairly silent. Amanda Curtis, the head of the teachers' union, did testify, but surprisingly, the main opposition came from the librarians. We've seen this over the years. Whenever pornographic books are discovered by parents in school libraries, the response by librarians is always the same. They cry censorship at the top of their lungs. They also say, "Trust us, we've got your kids' best interest at heart." And while I'm sure that's true of some librarians, we're certainly not naive enough to believe that it's true of all. The third event of the day was a hearing on House Bill 23 in the House Taxation Committee. Many of you are familiar with the tax credit scholarship program that came into effect when our side won the landmark Supreme Court decision in the case of Espinosa. That program allows corporations and individuals to take a 100% tax credit up to $200,000 for contributions to scholarship funds that allow kids to go to private schools, including private religious schools. House Bill 23 would cut that tax credit by 90%. There was only one public school official who testified in favor of the bill, and we rose in strong opposition. As we wrap up this broadcast, let's close out the third week of the legislative session with an audio clip of God Bless America from the governor's prayer gathering.
God bless
the Montana Family Foundation. This is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.